NetCredit is here to say yes, because you're more than a credit score. Apply in minutes and get a decision as soon as the same day. Loans offered by NetCredit or lending partner banks and serviced by NetCredit. Application subject to review and approval. Learn more at netcredit.com/partners. NetCredit. Credit to the people.
I won't let my moderate to severe plaque psoriasis symptoms define me.
Emerge as you. In two clinical studies, Tremfya guselkumab, taken by injection, provided 90% clearer skin at 16 weeks in 7 out of 10 adults with moderate to severe plaque psoriasis. In a study, nearly 7 out of 10 patients with 90% clearer skin at 16 weeks were still clearer at 5 years. At 1 year and thereafter, patients and healthcare providers knew that Tremfya was being used. This may have increased results. Results may vary.
Serious allergic reactions may occur. Tremfya may increase your risk of infections and lower your ability to fight them. Before treatment, your doctor should check you for infections and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms of infection, including fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough. Tell your doctor if you had a vaccine or plan to.
Emerge as you. Learn more about Tremfya, including important safety information, at Tremfya.com or call 1-877-578-3527. See our ad in Food & Wine magazine. For patients prescribed Tremfya, cost support may be available.
Yo, what up, man? Bully the Beast podcast. It's your boy Twerk. I'm out here filling in for Wax and L'Oreal. It's the holiday season. I hope y'all had a happy Thanksgiving, which was yesterday. And man, right now I'm going to give you an episode of my favorite moments from the past Thanksgiving episodes. Now, this is going all the way back to 2019. You know, like episode 47 was our first Thanksgiving episode. And let me just take you a trip down memory lane, man. Stay tuned. Let's get right into it. Boom.
Yeah, you know, like, I didn't, you know, when everybody phone messed up when the new phone came out, that didn't happen to mine.
Yeah, mine, I just,
it didn't happen. My shit waited. They waited till Christmas time and was like, let's get this bitch now.
Thank God I had the Apple Care.
I care. What is it? Apple Care? Yeah, Apple Care. I care.
I went up in there and got my shit fixed for $30.
So I have that on my phone too, but I just don't have time to go over there.
I have time. I went early in the morning, like 6 o'clock in the morning. It's a 24-hour spot. If y'all don't know, it's on like 56th Street. If you live in New York, they got a 24-hour spot for iPhones. And that's the only reason why I was able to do it, because I ain't got no time either. I'm like, what the fuck?
I went over there one time after the club, and I'm going to tell you why. I was sitting in the club, whatever. My phone rang. I went to answer it. The screen turned red. Like a static red, and it just stayed like that.
That's what happened when you got a virus in your phone for watching too much porn.
I wasn't watching porn at the time.
No?
Like, not in that time, not in that point of my life. Thank you. Not in that point of my life, no. But I heard you had some phone issues, too. Yeah. And I'm sorry, I got to tell this story because I laughed, but I only laughed because it was so evil that I couldn't even believe it. So you got a text message.
It's not evil.
It's pretty evil.
It's by a mistake.
Yeah, it's by a mistake, but it's like an evil mistake.
Yeah, it's really kind of out of control, man. One of my peoples hit me, was like, yo, I had some bad news. Somebody passed or whatever the case.
I'm sorry.
I end up, and my phone was so messed up, it just kept going to emojis, and the emoji was a ghost. And it was like, what the fuck are you doing, Wax? Like,
why would you do that to me?
And I was like, yo, my fault. Like, you know I fuck with you. I would never do no dumb shit like that. You know what I'm saying? My phone was just calling the cops, SOS, whatever the fuck they are.
That's what my shit was just
Yeah,
doing.
Like, yo, what the fuck? Every time I just put my phone down, like, I got to get it fixed. So thank
the fact
God
that it made the ghost emoji of all the emojis
everything, like, what
is
the
what fucking takes me the hell out.
Like, what the fuck is going on?
I don't know, but I think they got to fix something with that emergency shit because I ain't had no emergency and that shit kept calling over and over.
And guess what? And they called a couple of times. No cops called me back.
Oh, no. They stayed on the phone until I, like, because I didn't even realize it was calling them. But I seen the, you know how you can see the green in the corner? But it still had, like, the app up that wouldn't close. And I heard something and I was like, what the fuck? I thought it was the bitch next to me.
Nah, they ain't fuck with me at all. They ain't come try to find me, nothing. They ain't call me back. The motherfuckers don't give a fuck. They're like, oh, that's Wax phone. He all right. It's fucked up.
Nah, because usually you get in the fucking cops called on your ass. So they was confused.
Yes, sir. So we're going to keep this show moving right along. I ain't going to interrupt too much. We got some voicemails. Who's on drugs and, you know, just some Thanksgiving vibes, man. Trying to give thanks. You know, L'Oreal is out celebrating Thanksgiving this year in Abu Dhabi. Wax probably with his family. You know, Southern hospitality way, man. Probably getting candy yams, collard greens, ham hocks, whatever they be eating in South Carolina on Thanksgiving, man. So we're going to keep the show rolling and get into a couple voicemails.
Hey, L'Oreal. Hey, Wick.
Hi.
My name is Natalia. I'm from Philly, so I'm going to keep this short next week. All right. So I've been single for God knows how long, and I just feel like I like sex way too much. I feel like it's like a probably 60% sex and 40% whatever else you want it to be, you know, loyalty and the lion, whatever.
Yeah, whatever.
But I have a thing. I work at the post office, and ever since I worked at the post office, I feel like I only talk to people that's at the post office.
Okay.
So my last little situation or whatever, he's younger, he's 24, but he works at my job. Now, the only thing with him is that he's not very attentive, but I feel like it's my fault because, like, I had sex with him, like, after probably, like, a month. So I don't know, like, should I just leave the co-worker so alone and leave him alone, because it's like I'll text him or I'll call him and he won't respond, but then on Instagram he's watching my stories and stuff like that.
You
and should
to see
I leave him alone
at?
And just stay with some co-workers,
yes,
or should I just stop having high expectations for people?
All that shit, all of the above. E
D,
all of the above, miss. Listen, do not smash your co-workers unless you wax. And you gotta find a way to turn them off. I know how to turn them off.
You be smashing your coworkers?
You get one here and there. You know what I'm saying?
Even with a girlfriend?
Not now. I don't do that.
Yeah. You said IB. You didn't say I used to.
See, you know what? My language has always been messed up, and I get checked all the time.
Get it together, boo boo.
You're right. Listen.
Clean that up, boo boo.
Really got to clean it up.
You don't want to be alone on FaceApp,
especially for holidays. That's whack. All the people out there.
I thought that's when you disappear.
Yeah, no, that's when you cut it all the way down. Now you just get one.
Okay. Yeah. Well, y'all know how I feel. I always say don't date anybody that you work with, because when you hate that motherfucker, you still got to go to work. Unless you don't give a fuck about that job and you like, I'll get another one tomorrow.
Yeah.
Then you could fuck with the nigga.
Then
but let me tell you something. You're not even going to like that nigga after being around him for a little bit. Like, anybody that I might have thought I liked that, like, I was around from working with, that shit went out the window, like,
so
after, like, 2 days. No, I ain't fuck him. It would be like that. I'll be around a nigga and a nigga do some whack ass shit. And I'm like, thank God. Because now I don't like you. Excuse me. Now I don't like you at all. And it won't even be a like. It might just be like, oh, this person's cool. You know, you start to feel like, oh, this person's cool as hell.
You might give him some pussy.
You be like, don't. I hope I don't give him no pussy. Okay. That's it. When it's somebody you work with, that's what you say. You be like,
hope this nigga don't get me to get him no pussy.
Yeah, I hope this nigga can't get no pussy from me. And then, like, I'll be looking for shit. I'll be like, please let this motherfucker come over around me with their breath stinking,
something.
Anything, like, because then, like, I'll be so happy, like, yes, like, I ain't gonna fuck up. And 9 times out of 10, though, when it gets to, like, knowing that person after like a year or so, I can't stand that motherfucker or, you know, or the motherfucker.
Can't stand you.
Can't stand me or fuck it. Like, it's just, we could be cool and everything, but it's just like, ew, I can't believe I ever even thought that person could get some pussy.
Just hot.
Don't fuck them, girl. It's too late. You already did it, though.
Yeah, she did. But the thing is, it's like, she's talking about,
He
watching my stories. Yes, because he's fucking the other girl at work. They both watching your stories, trying to see where the fuck you at and what the fuck you doing, so they can keep creeping.
You think he fucking other girls at work?
Come on, you just don't fuck one. Once you fuck a girl at work, you fucking at least two or three of them. You got to get that out your system.
But you don't give a fuck about your, like, niggas don't give a fuck about their job?
Yeah, I mean, you have to do it. When you first get there, you might knock one or two off. The ones that you know that's probably about to get fired, though. You don't fuck the person that you know you want to be there. Unless you want to quit, you fuck him. Or, you know, she about to get fired, you can fuck her down. You know what I'm saying? Other than that, you got to leave that motherfucker alone.
You got to take your time. You said 1 month. 1 month is not long enough to know that you're going to hate that motherfucker. And come on, think about it. working with somebody and you work in the morning,
right,
like I work in the morning.
Yes.
That's the ugliest time of the day.
Yeah, everybody
and,
ugly.
Yeah, and I'm not even talking about look wise. Mm-hmm. I'm talking about attitude wise because the nigga is grumpy or yes, the bitch is grumpy. Yeah. Like, you supposed to wait. Yeah. If you really feel like you want to fuck a nigga at work, wait a year.
Christmas time. Always at the Christmas party is the perfect time. I got hit from somebody in the bathroom at Christmas time.
I think that's the worst time. Cause
it's
that's
the best time.
Why? Because yeah, you're going to be drunk and you just going to do it.
Just going to do it. And then you got both guys look at each other like we both know we both was on some bullshit. But that never happened. Perfect.
And that looking at the story thing, it don't even... It might have just went to yours by mistake.
Yeah, that's what
like that's the thing with Instagram. Like, I'll be mad as hell. Oh my God,
I do it all the time. Be mad as hell. Right? Like shit. I'm like, they think motherfucker. I was looking at your shit.
Know this motherfucker like that. I don't want to be on their story.
Yeah, now I got your face on their fucking line. They're like, oh shit, nigga, look at my shit, screenshot it and all that.
Right. Fuck out of here. Or like, I'm so fucking. It'll be somebody that like I'm cool with. But it'll hit it, and I, like on their story, and I'm like, oh God, now they're gonna see I only looked at one and closed it out. So then you gotta go through the whole thing.
Yeah, real fast. Why do we think like that? That's so dumb.
Because people look. Like, I'm not gonna lie, I don't look. I don't give a fuck who look at my story.
I don't give a fuck.
It's very rarely that I'll look and be like, all right, let me see who checked this out.
I hope you're looking at mine because I be putting the daily bread up there, the scriptures, and I put the proverbs.
I don't be looking at you. You know what? I used to look at yours, and then I was seeing all these push-ups. I'm like, I don't want to see all these weird niggas doing push-ups.
I mean, the push-up thing, we had 100 days. 100 days is up.
Thank God.
Yeah, 100 days is up.
I was tired of that shit, Smith. 100 push-ups
a day for 100 days. And they came through, and I appreciate everybody else who came in through. And I mean, the niggas got stronger.
Yeah, and that was good, but I didn't want to see 1,000 motherfuckers that I didn't know doing push-ups. All
right, so that's cool, but now I got the proverbs I put on there.
I already muted you. It's too late. I don't know how to unmute.
Why you ain't getting the daily bread in the proverbs? Which proverbs to read that day?
Did Jehovah Witness come to my house with the daily bread all the time?
Yeah, sure. It's holiday time.
What else did she ask?
What else did she say?
Working with a coworker. I mean, fucking a coworker. Lower. Should she? She needs to not date nobody at work.
At work. He got to see you at work.
He got to see you in the house. To,
man, get the fuck out of here.
That's boring.
I can't talk to you no more. Yeah. I hate you, actually.
Mm-hmm. That's what I said. You hate the person after you keep seeing them, and then you going to bring them home with you?
Fuck you and go to work, and now I can't even be myself at work because you right there.
I could be real cool with somebody that I work with, right?
Yeah.
The moment they be like, yo, I'm going to come to your house, I'll be like, ah, no.
You're making me not like you. Don't do that.
Yeah, and it don't
come
even.
Come on. I'm like, yeah, come through. And I be, really don't want you to come home.
But I mean, it don't even matter if it's a woman or a man. Because, you know, even how girls are, they be like, I'm going to come over here.
Yeah, mess your bathroom up fast.
No, that's not what I'm talking about. Oh. It's like on some friendship shit. I'm not talking about just like fucking somebody.
No,
like,
no, they just come to mess your bathroom.
Yeah, like they want to come over, period. And I'm like, no, I see you at work. Why do I want to see you at home, too? Yeah,
they like you. Why?
I mean, people like me, but that's not the point.
Yeah, okay.
Don't fuck nobody work with. I think I said it 17 episodes.
Yeah.
I'm going to say it 1,000
and I
more.
I fucked up because I did it and I can't wait till they get fired.
Did they get fired?
Definitely got fired. Two of them.
So you didn't do it. You didn't do it. Like you said it like you did it once.
No, I had a phase that I was smashing girls around. Like, all right, why not? Then it was like, hell no, I got to see this motherfucker again. It's always awkward. And when you go be at work and shit like that, as soon as they walk past, you got like, kind of slow down what you were saying because you don't want to feel disrespectful. Or they might blurt out, like, you ain't say that shit last time. We fucking, I ain't got time for none of that dumb shit. You don't want to get put on the spot with people at work. That's whack.
I had a boyfriend that, like, we worked together as far as on my career or whatever. Oh my God. The problem with that is, like, and I really do, you know, I really did have a lot of love for him. But it's like, when it comes to being creative or doing something or working or something like that, your headspace got to be professional.
Yes.
You know what I mean? And
know how to separate.
When a motherfucker emotions get in the shit, it starts clouding judgment.
Always.
Period.
Period. So,
again, I'm going to say it one more time. Don't fuck nobody you work with. The end. It's mad niggas out there.
Yes.
And I get it. You work in the post office. Girl, the post office closes really early.
Yeah.
Go meet somebody. No, the boss works with you too. That's worse. Really. That's worse. Because now you're going to get fired.
He got to fire you. It's easy for him to fire you.
You don't want to give him no head that night, bitch? Yeah. Here's your pink slip.
Gotta go.
It could be anything.
It could be he just tired of you. Or his wife is just like sniffing around and like, why is that girl smiling too much around you? Girl, they be knowing.
Have you ever fucked your boss?
Come on. What are you talking about?
See, this is me. I would never fuck with somebody that works for me because I just feel like you work for me. Like, I pay you. Like, what do you?
Yeah, I pay you and I'm get your meat. As like, you get to sit there and benefit.
Like, nah, like.
That's how she was. She's like, shit, I get to fuck him and I give him some money. Don't worry about it.
But then low key, I feel like I'm your provider no matter what. Like, even if he was to spend all the money that he made.
Mine was a little bit different because like they hired me. So they my boss for like how many hours they keep me for.
Because you're a fake prostitute.
I was. I don't do them type of stuff no more.
Okay.
I'm done. So this holiday time is going to be really like fucked up for a lot of these women out here.
So that's our solution.
What?
You know, just since you like fucking people you work with, hire somebody.
High sex drive. Hire somebody.
Oh, I forgot about that part. So do a lot of people.
Everybody
has a high sex drive.
And that's very important in every relationship. I think it's actually a little bit more than you said. She said 60-40. No, baby. It's 90-10.
No, she's probably at work like humping the door. That's why she got to hump him. She's like, fuck it. I got to fuck somebody. Where are you? Come on.
Yeah, but the thing is, she like, when you talk about she got a real high sex drive.
She better get some toys.
Man.
You better tell about, you know about toys more than anybody I know. You better tell about some.
Man, go to Doc Johnson. He got you, baby.
There we go. Tell her what toy to get.
It's the one, the suction cup one. I got the tongue that go up and down. The girls like that shit.
What's up, Brilliant and Beast? Hey, look, turn me up. So
turn me up.
My mom and dad got a divorce when I was 10 years old. So I despise my daddy ever since he did that to my mom. And just left her hanging with 7 years like that. So when I was 12 years old, I was in a car with him. And I told him, way back then, I said, I'm going to get you back for what you did to my mom. And he always just looked it up. So fast forward 8 years later, I'm 20 years old now. He recently been telling my mama he want to get back with her. But he recently got his girlfriend. Now my daddy's 51 and a woman is 34. He let me and my brothers meet her at his surprise party back in August. So when I met her, I told her, let me get your number. We can link, you know. You can meet me and my brother some more. You know, you can know it, but. So, I said about 3 weeks later, I had a phone up one night. I went, told her we can link. Went to her house late night. I fucked his girlfriend. Then the next day, I told my daddy, like, I got you back, nigga.
Whoop.
Then I saw him in the video, a man and girlfriend. Whoop. And I blocked his number because I don't want to hear his response.
This is bullying.
So I just
want to
know,
beast,
am I
baby.
Wrong for that?
Hell no, you ain't wrong for that shit.
Yeah, validation for him doing my mom wrong like that.
Nah, you wrong, bro.
Hit me back. Let me know something. Hit me up for real, my DM. On Instagram name, Vago. VAAYGO.
That's
Vago,
we might got to hit him up.
I like this guy.
Hit me up.
Listen.
That should have been Savage News.
Yeah.
That shouldn't even been a damn voicemail.
But he's disrespectful, bro.
No, thinking? He not.
How you can't do that to his pop? He don't know what him and his mom was going through. Like,
fuck that nigga.
You don't know what him and his mom was going through. He was young. He don't really know at the end of the day. If the father evidently stayed in his life and was around for him to still be able to fuck his girl. So his father's been around. You don't know what you and your mom went through, fam. Like, you can't.
His girl was a fucking whore.
She is a whore.
What does it matter? He actually just helped him.
Yeah. Y'all gotta help this pop out, bro.
You know, that's his karma.
Because
at the end of the day, he helped his pops by trying to do something grimy.
But he helped him out.
Yeah, so everybody got their karma back.
Yes.
So it worked.
Good job, son.
That was the best solution.
Good job. So I'd rather my son fuck anyway. I'd rather me and my dudes fucking then. You know what I'm saying? Maybe would I be hurt more if my girl get fucked by one of my dudes than somebody else?
One of your dudes? That's your son.
Even
that
better.
Ain't one
that's
of your dudes.
That's what I'm saying. That's even better.
No,
like,
that's one of your boys. Your boy.
Good job, boy. You both fucked her.
I'm pretty sure that's not how the dad felt.
All right. I'm trying to think right now. How would I feel? Like, if my brother find out my brother fucked her too, I'm like, all right, as long as it's my brother. But like, oh, some nigga from over there fucked him, like, why would I want this nigga to get this pussy? You know what I'm saying?
She is a fucking whore.
Retarded.
How you gonna see your man's son and go fuck his son? And then this even crazier that she took his number. And he said, yeah, you can meet. The
game,
nigga said, you can meet me and my brother some more.
You ran game.
Yo!
I'm not mad at him. I'm not mad. I think you're a little disrespectful, son. We're going to come talk to you. You know what I'm saying? But I don't think his father made him do push-ups and short amount of box and throw the ball.
I want to know what the father's reaction was.
That'd be great. Can we get to this guy, Smith?
You know what's real hilarious? Yeah. The fact that he said he went to his dad and said, I got your back, bitch. I know his father's heart dropped.
It dropped. Like, let me see this, son. Like, damn, son, you know, your daddy's son, or he'd be like, damn, you fucking the shit out of my girl.
Well, if Puff could take his son's girl.
Ouch, Puff.
Twice?
Thrice.
Yeah, I just think that shit was an amazing story.
Yeah. I like this guy. Make sure we get in touch with him, Smith.
We got to talk to him because...
I want to talk to his pop.
I want to know if his pop swung on him.
And I wouldn't be mad if his pop swung on him. You know what I'm saying? Because that's the pussy I'm in right now. At least tell me you're trying to go after it, and I'll fall back and let me see if this girl is slut or not, but let me be in on it.
What if he kept fucking with her?
And most likely, because you know the pussy is good because you know you ain't supposed to be doing it. That's some shit.
No, I'm talking about the father. What if the father was like, it's okay.
Let's see how good that pussy is. If that pussy good, and if she out here giving that pussy away like that, I think she got that good pussy.
He broke that old man heart.
Ooh, you thought you had you one old man. You thought you had you one, huh?
He did. Because he like 20 years young. I mean, she's 20 years younger.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he thought he had him.
He thought he had his last. His meat is still getting hard. She's still making his meat get hard because all them older girls, the way their titties look, niggas ain't getting hard off that shit no more, bro. You know what I'm saying? That's why older guys need young girls because their titties.
No, it's not. Bitches have fake titties. That's all.
Well, you better
too.
Get some shit. You want your motherfucking man dick to get hard. His meat is not getting hard because the way the titties look. That's why they be like, oh, we need some young girls because the titties sit up. And that's what make our dick get hard.
What about y'all saggy balls or your fucking gut?
No, that should get hard. We still riding. I should like a Chevy fucked up, a Chevy tie.
Hell no. I feel like niggas that are old look so fucking crazy. That's like their bodies be the fucking weirdest.
No, I'm saying you got to
be on
point.
That's how I don't fuck with no old nigga.
I'm saying you got to be on point. I'm saying you got to be on older women go after younger boys. And I'm saying older men go after younger girls because of their titties sit up.
I know mad people that date. Somebody that are married or whatever with somebody that's they very same age
God
range.
God bless them, yeah. They are
just fine.
They working out together. They do.
Yeah, everybody don't need no 20-year-old younger than you as relationship.
We need something to look at. Even we go mess with our little side girl and division that, like, stay right there and get naked and let me slap your ass. That's why the older guys like just smacking your ass and give you a couple of dollars just so he go home and smash his wife because he could think about the young girl butt when he's smashing her, his wife.
How do you think about a woman that like say you started dating a woman like you are.
Amen.
Thank God it's a woman. But and she says to you, "What? Like how old is she about?
30s.
Okay. So say she came to you and was like, my last boyfriend was 20 years old.
All right. I'm like, listen, he probably going to do a lot more rounds than me.
So. And we were together for 2 years. You wouldn't think it was weird?
No, I know that's straight sex. That was me. I was used at that age for multiple times fucking. I was fucking 3-4 times that bitch. When I heard guy was coming home from work like, oh, I'm tired, rub my back.
And how old were you around?
16, 17, 18, 19, 20,
16 21, 22, 23, how 24, old? 25,
26, 26. 16
fucking how old woman?
30s all day.
Oh. 16 fucking a 30-year-old woman?
What? All day, man. I used to have a... I remember I was so young, I had a girl I used to call 25 OG. I used to call her OG and she was 25. I could ask my dude Dre, like, where this boy? Like, I was like, he like, yo, coming over? I'm like, yo, 25 OG. Because I always give everybody a name. He like, oh, OG, look at OG pulling up. She had a Honda with the rims on it and shit.
Oh, she was lit.
Yeah, she was early.
I think that's crazy. I can never imagine turning around and being like, yo, I'm about to date this 19-year-old boy.
Oh, yeah, yeah. She, yo, everything I told her to get, she got like she had some bread because I think her husband.
You wouldn't think something was wrong with me if I was dating a 90-year-old boy.
You right now?
Yes.
Now I'm like, yo, Lori, I want some motherfucking meat. She want 10 rounds.
I don't know.
Dude, them girls had me eating that pussy all night. They was like, You like got the young boys.
The youngest guy that I dated, he definitely was very active.
Active.
But it actually, that's not why I stopped fucking with him. I stopped fucking with him because he was active and his dick was too big. Let's move on to the next person.
All right.
That's it? Okay. No, but that was my problem because I really needed to preserve my pussy. Mm. And I didn't want to keep like fucking this younger guy with this humongous dick. You ever had that problem?
Amen.
I feel like I don't have anyone to relate to me right now with this story.
Never had that.
Has anyone ever told you that they can't fuck with you because your dick is too big? There we go.
Hell no. I be trying to motherfucking do certain positions. I can't even put that shit in all the way.
You can't put the shit in all the way.
Yeah, my shit slip out.
Shut up. Okay. Well, Thanksgiving is coming up.
Yes, I love this time, man.
You love Thanksgiving. Do you know how to cook wax?
Not at all.
It doesn't look like you do.
I got seven sisters. I got mom. I got, you know what I'm saying?
That's why you should know how to cook.
No, they do all that stuff. I'm the guy that put the grill together. I'm the guy in the yard, put the shed together whenever they need things fixed.
So you can barbecue. You can grill.
I can barbecue. I can put all the stuff together. I can put shelves together. I can cut the grass. I could help fix the lawnmower. It's so many things, manly things that need to be done inside the house that I will don't mind doing that.
No, grilling is fine. Like, I think if you can at least grill.
Right, but you got the guy with the big stomach. You got the uncle with the big stomach. He going to grill.
Nah, but you got to take,
I got the kids and making them, showing them how to learn how to, like, fix things so they can get a girlfriend one day.
Which I don't be understanding is sometimes Unc want to chill, too. And you got to take over for when Unc, you know. And
cool, stomach? They got the next stomach going to be out there.
The next stomach is going to be you.
No,
you said you can grill. Everybody can
grill, but like we got the stomach.
You got to get the stomach.
We got the stomach uncles and the stomach cousins. I bet you they the best grillers. I can do it, but I bet you see all the grillers, the uncle that got his apron is always coming out. Nobody at grill's stomach is like really tight and
Can't you see this nigga grilling in the yard like in a few years with his apron on? Fuck!
Come on, buddy. Who's on drugs?
Is it nobody even touched nothing that time?
Yeah.
What did you do to fix it before? Oh, there we go. Okay. Everybody don't breathe. Okay. I could definitely see Wax with his apron on in the yard, the kids running around. And he's like, get down on this fun.
That's going to be me, though. I'm the drunk uncle, father, cousin.
I'm not going to drink, though. Yeah. You're going to be smoking.
Yeah, so I'm saying I'm going to be blowing down.
You're going to have the ashes in the food like Peggy Bundy.
Yeah, everybody going to know, like, yo, that's Unc's guards.
They're going to be like, nah. They're going to be like, Unc done charred the chicken. This shit fire.
No, my shit is actually good. No, somebody seasoned it. I just got a seasoning problem. You know what I'm saying? It's either like water or it's like too salty.
Oh, so you're not a good griller. All right.
Don't somebody do that in the house? They bring the meat out? I got it.
So who cooks all the food?
Mama, sisters, girls. You know what I'm saying?
I'm talking about for Thanksgiving.
Mama, sisters, girls.
They split up the task.
Yeah, all the women go in the kitchen. We all go out there and act like we better than each other.
Are you going to bring your girlfriend to Thanksgiving dinner?
That's a good question. I never even thought about this. You know, I always used to be working. That's a really good question. I don't even know where I'm going to be at this Thanksgiving yet, though. I got a couple of things.
Well, you got only a couple of days to figure it out, so.
She might got something she got going on this year. So.
I just booked my flight. Well, I was trying to, and then my phone.
Are you
going to
be with somebody this year?
I'm going to be with my family.
What about the guy? There's no guy in your life?
I feel like there's somebody that, I'm curving from being around me at Thanksgiving. Let me tell you something.
I'm scared to ask her and she tell me no.
Because
it's new, but it's like really meeting the families and stuff like that is really like cute.
What if she was like, excuse me, no, you're coming to my house.
Wow.
To ask for my hand in marriage from my father. No, I'm joking.
What
would you go?
I don't even know. You know, things like that got to be the spirit of the moment. Like, bow, got to hit you in your face. You can't.
No, it should be planned. What do you mean, spirit of the moment?
Oh, not planned things always go wrong.
Yeah, I don't live in the same state.
I understand that.
Yeah, but so if you lived in the same state, then last minute things like, hey, you know what? Why don't you come with me to my family for Thanksgiving? But when you got to plan flights and shit like that, that's not no.
Is she going to sit listen to this before Thanksgiving?
Yes.
I mean, all right. So, yeah, can I go with you?
Oh.
Are y'all taping this?
I can't believe this.
Now you got to ask somebody. You can't be alone.
My little heart just melted. Little waxy fool. Yeah, I'm so
That's really
proud
funny,
of you.
Though. That's really funny.
Oh, Smith, can you believe this?
I can't believe it.
He was like a little kid. Can I go with you? Yeah. Yeah, this is
hilarious.
Yes, it is. Okay.
Well, you got to ask somebody. Who you going
Oh, no,
with?
No, that's not how it works.
What do you mean? Said she got to ask me.
Has she cooked for you before?
Yeah.
Okay, so what is she going to bring? Say she comes to your house.
All right.
What are you going to ask her to bring to because she got to cook a dish, right, to impress yes. the family.
Uh-huh.
So what are you going to ask her to cook?
Empanadas.
She's Mexican?
That's not. She making me empanada.
Okay.
Yeah. I ain't getting nothing else from
you
her.
You can't eat empanadas.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, we talking about all kind of shit. But
being hurt.
All right, cool. We're gonna keep the show moving forward, and this is my favorite Thanksgiving moments from the Thanksgiving episode from 2020. I think it was. This is episode 97. Keep the show rolling.
What up, Wax? Lori?
Hey. Hey.
Taylor Smith, Frank Taylor, put me on. Hey, I need some advice, yo. I'm Mars, VA. Like. I stopped messing with shorty like 2 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
Well, almost 2 years ago now. And when we first started like really kicking it, she had just conceived. She was pregnant. Like she had just got pregnant like a couple weeks before like we really started physically. So once we started getting into it, she found out. Then when she told me, like she didn't wait too long before she told me and all that. So she called me. So I'm like, all right, we decided just back off, like, just keep dating. I mean, like, it's friends and shit. So she ended up becoming, like, my best friend. And then, fast forward, she had a baby 4 months after that. Nigga ain't never pop up. He ain't never come see the baby. He ain't trying nothing to do with the baby. Like, get no money. He ain't did nothing. So I'm at the point. I'm starting to like, catch feelings for her and shit. Oh, I skipped the part because I was staying at my grandma's crib and shit. I got my own crib, so she started coming over. And, like, we started getting closer and shit. So I'm like, man, fuck it, yo. If you don't want to be her dad, I'll be her dad. I ain't got no kids. I'm 29. I'll be 30 in January.
Blessings.
I'm like, fuck it, man. Like, I'll be her father. And, like, I grown to love this girl. They damn near live with me. They still with me, like, 2 weeks out of the month at the least.
Wow.
So, yeah, like.
That's the problem.
But.
I'm saying all good things.
I don't know, like. Yeah. Am I tripping for doing this?
No, you're a good guy.
You're
know,
being a
y'all.
Man.
Let me know, good. Like.
NetCredit is here to say yes, because you're more than a credit score. Apply in minutes and get a decision as soon as the same day. Loans offered by NetCredit or lending partner banks and serviced by NetCredit. Application subject to review and approval. Learn more at netcredit.com/partners. NetCredit. Credit to the people.
I won't let my moderate to severe plaque psoriasis symptoms define me.
Emerge as you. In 2 clinical studies, Tremfya guselkumab, taken by injection, provided 90% clearer skin at 16 weeks in 7 out of 10 adults with moderate to severe plaque psoriasis. In a study, nearly 7 out of 10 patients with 90% clearer skin at 16 weeks were still clearer at 5 years. At 1 year and thereafter, patients and healthcare providers knew that Tremfya was being used. This may have increased results. Results may vary.
Serious allergic reactions may occur. Tremfya may increase your risk of infections and lower your ability to fight them. Before treatment, your doctor should check you for infections and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms of infection, including fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough. Tell your doctor if you had a vaccine or plan to.
Emerge as you. Learn more about Tremfya, including important safety information, at Tremfya.com or call 1-877-578-3527. See our ad in Food & Wine magazine. For patients prescribed Tremfya, cost support may be available.
Oh, shit. Look at y'all putting sound effects and shit.
Is that what just happened? That was somebody shooting. I got scared. I'm like, baby, what did I do?
I'm proud. I'm proud of the team.
Yeah, good job. Gang, bro. Gang. Hey, good job, my guy. I don't think that's wrong.
He's you being admirable. Is that the word? Admirable. Ultimately, like, you could have been grimy and you could have just been like, fuck you, fucked her, and just kept it moving, or you could have did anything. But instead, you know, and you know what? 9 times out of 10, those are the best relationships when you become good friends first. That's my longest relationship was somebody I was friends with first.
Yeah.
You too. You in a relationship right now. You was friends with this person first. With Carla first. Not this person, but you know what I mean. Yes. You friends with this person first. So I think that's the right way to go about it. She kept it a buck with you the whole time.
Yeah.
You got your shit together. She was fucking with you when you was even at grandma's house. You was fucking with her when she was pregnant with another nigga's baby.
Wow. So
I don't see nothing wrong with what's going on right now. She never cheated on you. She never lied to you. You never did either. Y'all were open.
One thing it is the baby girl is involved. And he's like, if the father ever come around, that's what he's asking without asking. If the father come around, what is he supposed to do if the father come around? Because he's like, that's my baby now, bro. You ain't do nothing at all. You can't just come back around here.
Right.
So if this situation,
we had something similar happen on another episode. And what I'll say to that is you have to sit down with the woman and talk to her. Like, listen, if we going to take this serious, we going to take this serious. Let's do adoption, whatever the case. Let's get this legalized and everything. This is going to be my daughter. We're going to be together, whatever the case. Like,
if he come around, do you not let him see his daughter? Or
I mean, no, but the understanding is that you did not step up, but I did. So now you get what I'm saying? This is our child and you are welcome to be in her life as long as you're not bouncing in and out. Because what we don't want is you creating an unstable environment for a child that I'm creating a stable environment for.
Yes.
And that's it. So you have to have that conversation with the mom. If the nigga come back around, you have that conversation with him. This ain't child's play. You get what I'm saying?
What you gonna do? Yeah, definitely. You gonna man up or you gonna, cause I got it. He's basically saying, I got it. So if we gonna do this, I think you, like L'Oreal said, go ahead and go through the legal steps and stuff like you do. But is he like, I also think a question he's asking is, you stealing somebody else's kid? Because you know it's not yours and you go into the courts and stuff like that. Like, listen, he didn't step up, but why did he step up? Is there a reason why he didn't step up? Did she catch him with you? That's the reason why.
But look, if you ain't going to be the father figure, it's going to be the uncle. If it ain't going to be the uncle, it's going to be the godfather. It's going to be somebody that's going to need to help and guide this young girl, this little girl. And you know what I mean? And that's that. Like, she's going to need a father there and hers isn't there. But I will say this, make sure you're serious.
Mm-hmm.
Don't play no games with nothing like this. I don't like to play with people's kids. Like, and somebody, not somebody, my ex, he did that with me. Like, when we first broke up, he tried to use the baby like, oh, well, you know, she misses you and she wants to talk to you. And that shit was whack because it's like, nigga, I'm not fucking with you. But now you putting me in a position where I got to be funny to your daughter who I love. Like, and that's just, so now me moving forward, I'm going to be very careful if I ever date a man with a child again. I'm not trying to get real cool with them unless I know this is some serious shit, because I think that's corny. Like, I do. I'm not like that. If I got love for somebody, it's forever. It's not going to be, you know, especially a kid. Yeah. Like, it's not going to be sometimes. So just make sure you're serious, because this is a serious step. She don't need two men to leave her.
And a lot of girls do. They have 2, 3, 4. Then now they start getting passed around. And then now they find the kids as they're growing up. Like, oh, that's not, that wasn't my uncle, mom? Yeah, Uncle George and Uncle Kenneth wasn't really your uncles. That was your mom was smashing them.
You and don't get me wrong. If you just pick all the wrong guys, just try to keep them away from your kids. Like,
there you go.
You know what I mean? Keep them away from your kids and do have them have the understanding that that's mommy's friend. If that's the case, or uncle, daddy's
they,
friend.
They always say or uncle.
No, not no more. I feel like respect has gone out the door. But like, yeah, and okay. Like, I call my, well, I called, he passed away, but my sister's father, I call him uncle, but they're older than me. Yeah. But what I'm supposed to call him?
Yeah.
You're supposed to call him uncle. Well, what else I'm going to call him? Mister? That's my sister's father. Like, that's family to me too. You know what I mean? So mm-hmm. I do think we need to bring that back too. Respect of name wise. Like,
yeah, man. Give people their titles. It goes a long way. Girls want titles in the relationship. Talking about, oh, you never say you my girlfriend or boyfriend. But like, yo, you never giving this guy a title. That's why y'all disrespecting them.
Right.
Everybody give them a title. You give them a place to where they supposed to get their respect. You know what I'm saying?
My little cousin tried that shit. It's because they my second cousins, because it's my cousin's babies. Mm-hmm. They're going to talk about, try to call me by my first name. Just one of them. Ooh. And I'm like, who the fuck are you talking to?
Word is born.
Who are you talking to? I'm auntie. Like, I don't give a fuck. Cousin, we're going to be confused in this family because you're going to call me auntie. I would feel mad uncomfortable if my little cousin called me miss or something like that. So it's going to have to be auntie or call me cousin L'Oreal or whatever. But the fuck, you're not going to just call me L'Oreal or just, you get what I'm saying?
Nah, you don't do that.
Not a little ass kid.
Mm-mm. That's just like if you're in the army, everybody have it. If you cannot call just a regular, you can't call a sergeant by his name, like, hey, Harry. You can't call him Harry.
What the fuck
like,
is the respect?
Whoa, yeah, what the fuck? It's sergeant to you, motherfucker.
Hey, L'Oreal and Wax, I apologize. This is going to be long. One of my newer friends had an event and I met some of her close college guy friends.
Okay.
One of her college guy friends was flirting with me most of the time. However, he is not my type, but he seemed fun, so I went with it. A month later, we went to one of his frat events. And we ended up exchanging numbers and went on a couple of dates. We started hanging out frequently for about 2 months now. He recently bought a condo and was telling me he's been staying there with no furniture and was sleeping on the floor. As a nice person, I told him I have an air mattress he can borrow and I could come bring it later. Okay. So the next day, I went to see his condo and dropped off the air mattress. Later that night, he called me telling me to come spend the night with him in his new condo on my old bed.
That's why he thought she bought it.
Oh, look. It's so funny because she actually says, I didn't want to go because I have an actual bed I can sleep in. That's not a damn air mattress. But he was making me feel bad for not wanting to come over. So my dumbass got up and went over to his condo to sleep on a fucking air mattress.
Ouch.
Not only that, you just came from bringing it to him. So now you're wasting gas and shit. Yeah. He could have just came to the crib.
Apparently, duh. That's all she had to do. So yeah. Why don't you come over a little comfortable?
He don't even got cable. He just wanted So we're asleep. And in the middle of the night, he gets up and goes to the bathroom. While he's in the bathroom, I'm filling on my shorts and the back of my shorts are wet.
Get the fuck out of here.
Just my ass was wet, not the front. So I'm like, I know damn well I did not piss on myself. And then I noticed majority of the bed is wet.
this nigga is fucking pre-cummed.
He comes out the bathroom and I'm like, nigga, what the fuck is going on? Why is the bed wet? Are you sweaty? He jokingly said, yeah, it's sweat. I'm like, no, nigga, no the fuck it's not. And he admits that he had a really wet dream. So I'm still confused. Like, what the fuck am I laying? That shit is funny as hell. She said, what the fuck am I laying in? And he said he doesn't know it could be cum, but there's no way someone could cum that much. But it didn't smell like pee. So I still don't know what it was. Maybe he drinks a lot of water.
The nigga squirted.
The crazy thing is, he was blaming me saying I was pushing my butt up on him and saying he can't control what happens in his sleep and basically saying sorry for being attracted to you. I would have left, but it was late and I was tired as fuck. Luckily, I bought my own blanket and moved to the end of the bed and barely slept.
Big is this fucking air mattress?
I know.
You got a king size one.
In the morning, I got up, said bye, and left quick as hell. I haven't spoken to him since.
Yeah.
2 weeks later, it's my friend's birthday, and of course she throws a party, and he was invited.
Nice.
We haven't talked since the incident, so it was very awkward. We both were kind of avoiding each other, and he purposely was in another girl's face the whole night. Not gonna lie, I felt a little salty, like it's pee that I laid in on the bed. Not gonna lie, I felt a little salty, but I knew he was doing it on purpose to get under my skin. But I kept it together and enjoyed my night. 2 days later, he texted me, inviting me to his housewarming party. My friends are gonna go, but I don't want to put myself in another awkward situation. What do you guys think? Also, should I ask him to reimburse me for my air mattress? I don't want it back because who knows if he pissed on it again since then. Or am I being petty? Thanks, guys. That's petty. Consider that a housewarming gift.
Yeah, yes. That's all you got to do. You know what I'm saying? Give that fucking thing an air mattress. Let that be a housewarming gift. And
also buy him a mattress cover for his new mattress that he has.
Did you know he's a pissy guy?
Clearly, his pissy ass has some things going on. It better not have been you.
What is that shit called? That shit is called like when you pee in a bed. It's like that's like a condition. You know what I'm saying? That people have that they pee in a bed.
You think he does? I peed in the bed before once.
You probably got the condition.
No, I was drunk as fuck, and I don't even remember ending up in bed. But I definitely.
How long ago was this?
Last week? No, I was like 20, maybe 19. But I wasn't even supposed to be drinking nor in the club. And I was like dating this guy. And like, this is when Patron was going crazy. Like everybody loved Patron. And I was drinking Patron and then I was drinking silver. And then they brung the Reposado because there was no more silver. We drank it all. Yeah. So then we started drinking Reposado. So I'm thinking they're both tequilas. I should be fine. No, that's like equivalent to mixing dark and light still. When I tell y'all, I was so fucked up. Like, I remember flashes of stuff. But when I woke up, I was in a bed and I was like, literally, my heart fell to the bottom of my fucking feet. Like, I was like, what am I going to do? Like, and it was like the guy I was dating was visiting from out of town. So we was like in a hotel. Nigga, I called downstairs so fast. I was like, oh my God, my daughter just peed in the bed. Could you please come and take the sheets up? And then like, I'm like trying to grab everything off the bed. And he was like, what happened? And I was like, oh my God, I think I got my period. Like, I'd rather have said that than like, cause I was naked.
He don't want to look and see what's in there.
You get what I'm saying? But I was like, yo, he had to know that I peed in his bed. Like, yeah, he didn't feel it?
Yeah, it's a condition.
You've never peed in the bed before, stop. Well, you don't drink.
Yeah, I don't drink. I ain't peeing in the bed in so fucking long.
Nigga, I was 20 years old.
The last time I had a wet dream was, I guess during the wet dream, it do come out a whole lot more.
But that much?
Yeah,
enough to feel like
you know
this?
What? I ain't gonna lie to you. When you do have a wet dream, for some reason, it come from somewhere else. Cause I guess your body's so relaxed because you sleep. And when you nut in your sleep, it's just like coming from your
toes. I don't know, Wax. It's not going to cover the whole mattress. Stop.
Yo, that shit fucked up by my drawers and everything. It was down my leg and all. Like,
ew.
The shit was wild.
Like fucking up your drawers, I understand. But like, I can't see it fucking up a whole entire air mattress.
Yo, you fuck up so much shit when you sleep because your body is so relaxed.
Swear to God.
It comes from everywhere. You gotta
have you ever had a wet dream that was so much of a wet dream that you thought you might have peed on yourself?
A lot, no. Yeah. I haven't had a wet dream since I was like 13.
Wax just had one, which is so crazy.
I ain't just had one.
The way you described it was like it was yesterday.
It wasn't yesterday. I mean, I ain't getting no pussy right now. My girl pregnant, so it's like...
I thought y'all said that was the best pussy.
It's good. I mean, I get it, but I get it like, you know, it spurts. Like, you never know. It might be one night. Like you married.
Damn, that sucks.
Yeah, I know. But I mean, we having a baby, so it's like a lot of nights that she's in pain or something. You know what I'm saying? A big motherfucker coming out of there. So,
you know, that's a big motherfucker trying to get in there.
Like, son, move to the side. Daddy coming. She's like, no.
That's disgusting. Yuck. I'm done. So you would go back and sleep with this man if you were her?
Are you talking to Turk?
No, I'm talking to Wax.
Go back and talk to who? The father?
Would you go back and sleep with this man if you were her? The guy that wets the bed. Would you go back and sleep in the fucking bed with the bed wetter?
No, hell no. He already
it's over for
up.
Him, right?
It's done for this guy. I mean, but she said she was dealing with him for a couple of months. So evidently that's not the first time she slept with him. And the first time you sleep with him was with an air mattress. That's what the fuck you get.
Did she say that she was...
She was dealing with this guy for a couple of months.
Yeah, but she didn't say they were sleeping together. She said that they were just hanging out for two months.
The first time you sleeping with
him. He didn't have no crib.
She had one.
And obviously he wasn't invited. Because it do seem like the first time they slept together.
Well, that's the dumbest shit I ever heard. You
but if the first time I sleep with you, you either come on yourself all over the bed or pee, whatever it is.
I can't handle myself around you.
Nigga, this is scary because you're supposed to be grown. Like,
yeah, come on, bro. You got to hold yourself. That's what I'm saying. He probably got one of those conditions. What is that shit called? Acalepsy or something like that? To where you can't fucking hold your pee?
Just make something up.
Don't girls got that something like that? They always got the panty liners. That's why they wear panty liners, because they always peeing in themselves. What is that shit called with girls?
That's not what panty liners are for.
Oh. But don't girls
pee in themselves for that?
No, but what's the thing where they always pee
in themselves? Dumb and dumber.
No. Don't girls pee for no reason sometimes. Like, they laugh and they pee. They fart and pee. They cough and pee. Maybe I'm the
That's not what panty liners are for. Panty liners are like the end of your period, or like when you're wearing a tampon. You put the panty liner on just to protect, you know, to make sure it's lining your panties. Nothing. Just
none of y'all friends. I bet you ask girls, and please, people put in these comments. If you fart and pee and you laugh and pee and you cough and pee.
Like if it sounds like a weak ass bladder to me. Like
some girls, y'all know them. I don't care, dudes. You know if your girl always laughing and she get up and is peeing on the fucking seat.
What is happening with these pussies? Like that is just weird. Like I'm not gonna lie, I've laughed so hard one time that like I peed on myself damn near, or did, or like not all the way, but maybe a little. But I was like laughing so hard. So it's like, fuck, now I gotta like throw my panties away.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
I peed
girl,
on myself.
Do that a lot. Guys,
no, girl, I did that like maybe once or twice in my life. Like,
girls
no.
say that shit all the time. Like, oh, I'm about to pee on myself. I'm like,
I'm about to pee on myself.
I'm like, yo, nigga, what the fuck are you talking about? You about to pee on yourself.
That's because y'all can't stop your pee either. Like, girls, like, we can stop our pee. So I feel like maybe like we're holding it in the whole time. I don't know how it works. You ever coughed and peed a little bit?
That's what I'm saying. That's a
girl. Either one of y'all?
It's a girl thing.
T Diddy did it once. She just don't want to admit it. The way she shook her head no was like.
Right now, I promise you, if y'all girls get tickled.
I farted in like when I laughed.
I guess it's the same kind of concept. If you're holding.
If a guy tickle y'all, y'all going to pee your pants. It's just.
No, I definitely. That's what I'm saying. Like, I've laughed so hard from like that tickle or something that like I've definitely like, yeah. And then I was so mad. But then it's, well, what are you going to do? Because you already peed a little bit on yourself.
That's what I'm saying. Like,
but that's
why is y'all doing that shit?
Y'all can't, again, like, y'all can't stop your stream of pee, I feel like.
You can.
And then what? Doesn't it hurt?
I don't know. You know what I mean? Tell I stop my stream of pee.
Yeah, let's get into the round table, Star and Larry. Yo. Now, this is our Thanksgiving theme. So they're saying, Walmart has a way for you to score a free Thanksgiving dinner. Why are you not giving out no birds?
I actually am. I am.
Come on now, talk about it.
I didn't even realize it came up this fast. So I'm actually teaming up with somebody else. I'm just actually giving out bread.
2020 has been the longest year I've been in since I've been born. What do you mean fast?
No, I didn't realize that this, it came up just like this. Somebody says Thanksgiving tomorrow. I'm like, what the fuck? How is Thanksgiving already? Like, it just came up and smacked me in my
face. Well, it's not tomorrow. It's Thursday.
What's today?
You think it's this tomorrow? Today? I mean, you think it's this today? It's not.
So it's the next today.
Yes. It's the next, it's the next today.
Oh, so the next today. Okay, I get what you're saying.
The next Thursday. So it's Thursday.
Well, it's coming up, and I ain't put the money in yet. So I'm putting in the money and helping somebody else, you know, go through some Jersey stuff, and I'm helping out with some Carolina stuff with people. And I would love for us to be able to do something. You know, y'all know, like, a family that's like really down and out, Bully and the Beast. We can actually put something together for a family or two.
That would be nice. I don't know how we'll be able to figure that out, but I'm pretty sure you guys handy dandy and know how to do it.
Yeah, Smith and them. I know y'all good with ordering groceries and sending to somebody's house or something like that. So we know exactly what we spend. So we don't want to get to Uncle Rob and he go out there and buy mad weed and beer and be like, y'all bought a turkey too. You know what I'm saying? We don't need that. We need somebody to actually, you know, we want a family to.
9 times out of 10, the turkey is the last thing you motherfucking need.
Yeah, because they've given out turkeys all the time. But you'd be surprised. Right? A lot of people didn't have turkeys a couple of years ago. So.
And I will say, this year, I haven't seen that many people giving out turkeys like it was previous years. Probably, obviously, because of COVID. People's money probably fucked up. You know, like, a lot of everybody's money's pretty much fucked up because nobody's making what they're supposed to be. But
nah, for sure not. You know what I'm saying? But I got a couple of bucks, like, you know, $25 or something like that. You know what I'm saying?
That means you got 50 because you're going to put in 25 for me too. Now, so basically Walmart has teamed up with several brands that sell typical Thanksgiving dinner items, 9 in total. So all you have to do is buy those specific products and then go through the Ibotta rebate app to scan the receipts, proving that you brought the items, and they will give users the refund for the meal. So that's really, really dope. So make sure, you know, you can take advantage of that. So, of course, there's limited selection. So everybody's not going to make it. But it might be you. So go ahead and try it. And, you know, save a couple dollars this Thanksgiving.
Time flies, if you haven't noticed, man. Wow. You know, looking back on these memories, man, I'm really grateful for the family, man, that I formed with Bully and the Beast, man. Relationships, you know, T. Diddy, everybody, man. Jordan. Wax, Loria, everybody, Ty Davis, bro, what up, man? I'm grateful. You know, my life's been changed forever because of Bully and the Beast, man, for the great, for the better. Change for the better. I'm grateful for Bully and the Beast. Let's keep the show moving, man. This is episode 140, motherfucking 6. Let's get into it.
I was watching Insecure the other day, and she told the dude she loved him, and he ain't say that. But then they still stay together. Like, do you feel like you should break up after something like that?
No, because you gotta certain times you gotta ask. It's like, when did you ask? Ask during sex, girls. That's the best when you ask. That's how you break the ice for him because he ain't even used to saying it. Don't y'all just had an argument like, I love you. And you'd be like, are we watching TV and I got my mind on, I gotta pay this money, I gotta pay these bills and all this type of shit. You talking about you love me right now. Baby, I love you too, but you know what I'm saying? Like,
don't you feel like sometimes we say it and don't even really mean it? Yeah, like,
that's the ones that you got to watch. The motherfucker who say it all the time.
Not all the time. Mm. But like one time I said it to somebody back and I didn't mean it. Like I said it back. You know what I mean? And I was just like, what the fuck? Why did I say that?
I said it plenty of times. I said it. But no,
see, see what I mean? Like I only did it once.
But you had, it's like you have to do it because I'd be like, God told me to love everybody. So I do love everybody. But in love is kind of totally different. Like,
yeah. Right. No, but I saying I love you is not saying I'm in love with you.
That's easy, man. Y'all get some pussy. That's how you get pussy. Girl, you know I love you, man. Come here.
But I'll say this. If you my boyfriend and we've been together for quite some time and I say I love you and you don't say it back, which I don't feel like I could even play myself to say it first. But like, if I did, if and ever I did, right, one thing I would be is out the door, I feel like.
Boy, I feel sorry for you if you don't say I love you back to L'Oreal. sorry for you.
But sometimes niggas tell you, like, I've had niggas tell me they love me, but the way they say it sometimes, like, it's like they're trying to slide it in to see what I'm going to say.
Yeah.
And, like, I never entertain it. Because it's like, if you that's why I love you. When people say stuff like that, what's that mean?
Underhand. It's an underhand one.
It's the underhand love.
Wow, yeah.
You got to love me on top.
Yeah, you got on top of the hand. That 98 mile per hour ball.
On the black hand side of the hand, not the white side.
Yeah, but the best time to ask is after sex. You do not want to get no type of advice from no man who's got a full dick. A man who got a full dick is going to say he love you. I don't give a fuck if they had an argument and that. He want to release that fucking shit. And as soon as he motherfucking lay, like, nah, I fucking hate your ass after. I really don't even like you.
I be thinking about that sometimes when people be like, I just love you. I love everything about you. I'm like, nigga, you don't know me yet.
You gotta get some pussy, nigga.
You gonna hate this bitch.
Can't stand this motherfucker.
You gonna hate this bitch at some point in time. No, because I feel like we do always hate each other at some point in time.
Right.
It's fucked up though, because it'll snap just like that. I mean, it can always go right back, but sometimes you really look at a motherfucker like, what did I do?
All the time.
Hey, Wax and L'Oreal. So I have a dilemma. Just say you don't know how to say dilemma.
Anyway,
I have a girl and she's amazing and we are planning on moving in together. But okay. Here's the problem. I've been fucking a girl in my apartment building who lives two floors down. Of course you are. We've been fucking for a couple months, and don't ask me why I'm doing it. It's just easy access at this point. Yeah. So I said, fuck it. Yeah. I've been dating my girl though for about 3 years. And I know as soon as my girl moves in, I'm going to really have to stop my cheating ways. That's a lie. Yeah. You're going to want to get away and you're just going to go two floors down. Anyway. But I know the side chick is going to make it difficult. Yep, she's going to tell her. Yeah. I tried to ease her into the convo about how we're going to have to stop soon, but it ended up just going into sex.
Usually.
She strikes me as the girl that will probably tell my girl if she sees her. Did I not just say that? By the way, the side chick don't even know I got a girl either. This nigga is crazy.
Nigga, he's a wild one.
Oh,
are you kissing? Are you eating pussy? Are you smashing raw?
He's doing all that because she thinks she's a girl if she's going to tell her.
Yep.
And on top of that, it's Thanksgiving this week. Oh. I'm having family over and she already tried to say she's dropping some food for me, y'all. Once a bitch is saying that and she think about you on holidays, that means she think you her nigga.
And she's coming in. You tell me that she's going to drop food off and leave. Nah, her saying I'm going to drop food off. I'm coming in. I'm saying hi.
So she could be with you on a holiday.
Yes. You want to leave?
He said, no, listen to this part. This is my favorite part. I can't say no to food.
This nigga what?
Here's the worst part. And my girl will be at my place. So you gonna...
I like this one. I like this guy, actually.
What should I do, y'all? You're a piece of shit.
Nigga.
Go ahead, Wax. You said you like him.
I like him. You just gotta do what I motherfucker got right now. Say you got COVID, nigga. Nobody come over. Abort mission, nigga. Abort mission. Run. It's always the best way, man. It's always better to have a no show than a bad show. And you're headed to a bad show, bro.
She know where he live.
Yeah, she know where he live, but she got COVID. You can't be around nobody. I can't even be around my shorty and my little one right now. And we in the same crib.
So just lie and say you got COVID.
Got COVID right now. I tested positive and I can't be around nobody because the holidays is very, very dangerous. Your birthday.
Easy.
And
let me take care of you. I had COVID already. You know, someone did that to me when I caught COVID. They were like, listen, it was somebody I was talking to at the time. And he was like, I'm just going to come over because I had COVID already. So I'll be okay. And I was like, nigga, you about to risk your life?
Whole life?
Like, I'm dying over here. I was looking like shit. I ain't want nobody to look at me, touch me, talk to me.
Come on, family. Like, slow down. Get out the way.
But that's what I'm saying. COVID ain't stopping most motherfuckers. Look at Angelo sitting over there and you ain't giving him no dick that I know of.
It's easy. You know what I'm saying?
What? I'm just saying people go out their way for like dick, pussy. You know what I mean?
How about he do the show? How about that?
Oh, money. Yeah, that's the thing too.
You forgot about
but
that?
But like you risk your life. You get what I'm saying? For pussy usually. Or like dick.
But even when somebody's sick and he's real like down, you don't want no dick. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, you might think about them and stuff like, listen, yo, they told me that everybody got to stay away.
No. Not that you're getting dick at that present time, but that's your dick. So, like, you're like, fuck it, babe. I'm going to bring you some sea moss and ginger shots.
I already got it. My mama dropped it off.
What bitch you fucking with that's bringing you ginger shots?
My mama. That's what mamas is here for.
Niggas always lying and saying they mother.
My mama did it, or my sister. What you think you got sisters and moms for? They are always, they like fuses in your life.
I don't want to talk to no more niggas ever again in my fucking life. I'm done.
Just make sure he ain't got no
fucking. Nah, because niggas be making shit up. Look how you going to say all this shit. You got COVID, your mother taking care. Like, nigga just made up a whole story. Listen,
until he actually get out of this safe to where he can move out and let him and his girl go get another crib somewhere else. That's what I think you should ultimately do.
He's going to keep fucking with the other girl, though.
Regardless, don't have her to where they ever see each other. If you really love your girl, you don't want to disrespect her anyway. So bringing her into that situation, knowing that girl is that close, really dangerous and disrespectful at the same fucking time, bro.
It's going to be a thin line between love and hate. That nigga's going to be hanging from the balcony.
That sucks.
No, it doesn't. It sucks that he's a cheater.
But when you get caught up, L'Oreal. That shit is just like fucked up.
But that's you're not even being honest. At least be honest with somebody.
L'Oreal, you're right. You're right.
That's the problem. It's like nowadays, they'll be like, this bitch is crazy. But then they'll treat her like a girlfriend, like the baby. You know what I mean? Like, you can't say this bitch is crazy and you hiding the fact that you got a girlfriend from her. You're like, listen, if she's just a piece of pussy, you would tell her. You would be like, yeah, I got a girl, but whatever. Nah, you like her. You got some kind of something there for this girl. That's why you're hiding and lying and sneaking and asking us what you should and accepting Thanksgiving plates. Real niggas know. I'm serious. Real niggas know niggas on Thanksgiving or bitches on Thanksgiving. On
holiday time.
You're going to have them thinking something. Yeah.
Right after Halloween, you're supposed to motherfucking get in an argument about the costumes and some dumb shit. Or you got too drunk and said the truth. Or, you know what I'm saying? That's the time to do it. So Thanksgiving, you could be alone or be the person that you actually want to be with. And Christmas, you ain't got to get nobody no fucking gift. And right around Valentine's Day, the girl's going to start going really hard. So Valentine's Day is just, they horny as hell because they ain't have nobody for these last couple of months. And they had to fucking take out the garbage because there ain't no niggas around. They had to help their mom take the fucking garbage out.
If you start going or acting funny towards Thanksgiving, don't ever call my fucking
Valentine's Day, baby, you need some dick.
And you know what? I feel like, because some people say, okay, Thanksgiving, if you're not booed up by then, da, 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 that's not true. You could be booed up right in the middle of November. I mean, right in the middle of December and still come out good with a good gift. You get what I'm saying? You can have a nice gift. You still going to have to give one, too, sometimes, depending on the person.
You already got that gift from the nigga that you supposed to give it to before.
Let's go. Talk about it.
Y'all girls been always prepared. I fuck with y'all. You know what I'm saying? Y'all always prepared, and y'all always one step ahead. That's why
gifts are transferable. What is it? Transferable. Like, gifts are transferable. Like, you know, you just got to get something like a Goyard wallet. That goes for everybody. Mm-hmm. Or like a nice, any kind of wallet. You get what I'm saying? Like
give
a nice
blade, give him some flashlights. Cologne.
Transferable. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Nothing that's like a little travel thingy. Transferable. Like, you know what I mean?
Transferable.
You get what I'm saying? You get a nigga a gun, he'll be fine.
He's happy as a motherfucker. Hey, he really love you now. Like, she care about me like my life.
Unless he goes to jail on his way home with the gun.
I hate this motherfucking bitch.
I hate this bitch. This fucking bitch set me up. They called the police on me.
And he got a gun in the car just because you went through your phone.
Ooh, I seen niggas with guns in the
He put in his trunk.
That's fucked up. What's wrong with us? Who even thinks of this?
Nigga, fuck that COVID shit. Nigga, put a gun in your fucking side girl fucking car. Call the cops and she's waving at kids. She really going to get locked up.
What if he risk his relationship and the food nasty? Like
that, you should be fucking her anyway.
You get what I'm saying?
Especially not for that long.
I went to this restaurant in Miami over the weekend and the mac and dry. I wanted to throw that shit at the wall or the waitress. Like, literally, I've never seen no fucking dry ass maggot. I wanted to say the name of the motherfucking place. It was so bad.
The day before they did you dirty.
Yo, it looked like it was on somebody else's table all afternoon. They reheated the shit and gave it out to me.
Wait, and now, we know what fucking cereal is.
You get what I'm saying? That's the mac and cheese I hope you get, you fucking cheater.
Yeah.
But,
you know, he might be a nice guy. You know what I'm saying? He just got caught up downstairs.
He's a nice guy. You cheating and lying and betraying people.
You're right. Bro, you have to tell the truth, man. You got your shorty 3 years.
Nah, don't tell her the truth. You got to move. I like the first plan you said better.
Yeah, move, brother.
Because if she don't know, it just is what it is at this point.
Yeah, yeah, man. Respect her. If you love her, respect her. Not ever leave and let her get close to other girls. So you got to abort mission, L'Oreal.
All right, yo, we're almost done. We're almost out of here, man. This is Thanksgiving from last year. Episode, let me double check. This was episode 193, man. Thanksgiving of 2022. We've come a long way, man. We're trying to get back with it, obviously. Maybe I need to cut a couple more clips or whatever. If you want to help out, looking for interns, man, we can give you opportunities that you probably wouldn't be able to get, anywhere else, man. We love it here. We love creating. We love entertaining you guys. So we're going to keep the show rolling with my favorite moments from, Thanksgiving from last year, episode 193. Let's go.
Okay.
Wax, L'Oreal, yo. What up? Peace. It's your boy Mo.
Smelly Mel.
Yeah, it's your boy Melvin. What up? So, from New York. Right now, I'm currently outside, sitting on a little bit of a piece of Earl Grey. Some of Earl Grey tea. but I got some real questions, you know what I mean? So I finally started dating this girl, man. I found her in the park, man. Some real movie-like shit. I saw her coming to the park. We hit it off very well. I got her number. I was on my bicycle. So, it was a really cool vibe, man. We went to dinner.
No expectations.
This happened like the day before my birthday. A couple months ago. And fast forward a couple months to now, things are going very well. You know what I mean? I really can't complain. This shit right here is really like off of some like Hallmark movie.
Yeah.
I swear to God, this is some type of like Love in the Stars type of shit. But here's the kicker. She just broke up with her man like in June. But I met her in July.
Okay.
So, but she's pretty committed to me and I'm pretty committed to her.
Yeah, he's still fan.
Now here's where I don't know. I'm a nigga, right?
Really?
Regardless, I'm fucking stupid. So even though I feel like I got a good thing right here.
Does he sound
like
white?
It's too good to be true. You know what I mean? It's definitely too good to be true. So with that being said, there's mad bitches around here, man. There's mad bitches, in the world, man. So I don't know, man. I just be wanting to like feed grapes to women, feed strawberries to women. I'm buying nothing for them, of course. I might buy some weed for them or two. But I want to feed women grapes and strawberries. But I know I got a good shorty. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
But even though I feed her strawberries and grapes and I give her kisses on the forehead, I hold her hand. When we sleep.
Okay,
yo, it's your boy Melvin again.
I got you, brother.
He's done?
He ain't ready. Oh, is it part two?
Oh, called a couple days ago. That shit cut off. But what I was saying was, yeah, man, the shit is going good, man. And, I personally think, the shit is too good to be true, man. I feel like this bitch is... It's fucking her ex or some shit, bro.
Oh my God.
I'm with that, man. Because, first of all, I was the nigga on the other end. I was never the side nigga. You know what I mean? If I'm the side nigga, man, I just want to know if I'm the side nigga or not. Word. Because, I'm a good dude, man. I'm a family man. I'll be about my family. I got a niece. I got a family, man. You know what I mean? And I'm a hardworking man, I got two jobs, and I really don't give a fuck, but I do give a fuck, man, because I'm fucking her raw. And I
should never done that. You telling us that?
That's the problem with me, man. I just be wilding. I need to relax. But, I feel like I need another girlfriend to kind of
offset this and get her upset.
Or maybe I should just tell her, what up? You know what I mean? What the fuck is going up with you, man? I don't know, man. I feel like she's setting my shit up, man. She gonna one day be like, oh, actually got a real boyfriend. I got a husband. I got a like son or whatever. But like, yo, I be spending the night at her crib, and I don't even know, man. I don't
so
know.
So where's the son?
Like,
under the bed?
Give me like a real, real nigga advice. You know, you follow me on IG, so like, you know, I expect some real shit. You know what I mean? And L'Oreal, tell me some real shit too. Tell me some wicked shit. Like, tell me what a woman might be really doing, man. Cause like, yo, y'all be lying, man. Y'all women be lying. Y'all be talking about like, nah, we never be doing this. Like, yo, I once saw a shorty, man, leave the nigga she was fucking raw and hop in the other nigga whip to go fuck him. And she was like, nah, but I don't fuck him with a condom. I mean, I fuck him with a condom. So, I mean, like, it's not really.
But niggas do that shit all the time.
No, we don't.
Yes, you do. You okay, but wait. He said he's a family man?
Yes, we all family men.
Like, what does that mean? Like, he got a wife and kids, and then...
He just basically said he's outside, but he's not outside.
He don't want to be out there. He might want just one other one. You see what I'm saying?
That's a lot. Let me tell you something. If my nigga come to me and be like, I just want one other one.
But a lot of girls might be down.
I'm going to be in jail.
But that's what I'm saying. Right now, don't play with you me. Just can't be in too much in love. You see what I'm saying? Like, in these days.
Enough in love to have to share? That's what you're saying?
No,
I'm not sharing.
No, but you would never know exactly who he is if you're too much in love.
Mm-mm.
If you're too much in love, you would never know who that person is. Because he might be like, that's what he might want. But if you want to know exactly who this person is, you got to sit there and just be. Let them person be. Just tell them. As a matter of fact, just throw things at them and see if they date for it.
Oh, well, okay. I could see. But see, you know that's you all day. I don't like the games. And to be honest, I think that I play games in another way and I don't like it. Like, you know how you start to realize? No, you start to realize certain things that you do because maybe you picked it up from like a past relationship.
Mm-hmm.
And then when you realize like, oh shit, I'm kind of fucking up my own shit just by doing this.
Yeah.
So with me, you know how I am. Like, I'm real slick, right, with my mouth.
Always.
So I'm going to say little things, but sometimes, like, you got to look at it like, damn, if a nigga not doing nothing, and even though you're joking, that's going to make somebody feel away like,
yeah,
but I never thought about it like that because I joke all day. So I'm thinking like a nigga just going to think I'm joking.
Real. We don't know if you're joking or not.
Yeah, but why not? Ask me.
Because you change like the motherfucking wind. It'd be like 80 degrees and next thing you know, it's just like 65. So we just walk right back
outside. But why not ask somebody? I feel like that's what the whole problem
is. They're scared of you, Lori.
They are.
I'm the only one that just, I'm a glutton for punishment. It's like, L'Oreal, yeah.
I don't know. I feel like that's crazy. Like, you should be able to, if you deal with somebody, you say whatever you need to say to them.
Because they're scared of your reaction, L'Oreal. Your reaction.
What am I going to do? Beat them up? That's what I'm saying, because they know I'm going to go up. So,
who got time for going up?
But who got time to play with you? So don't give me nothing. Don't do nothing.
That's why they can't be themselves, L'Oreal. If you want a man to be himself, just let him be loose and see who he is first.
I want you to be yourself. But if you're with me, like, there's a certain way I'm going to carry myself versus when I'm single versus when I'm in a relationship.
Yes.
So it should be the same exact thing. Like, I'm not saying don't be yourself. I'm myself in a relationship. That's the difference. I could be myself single. You could be yourself single, or you could be yourself in a relationship. That should be two different people.
It should definitely be two different people. I definitely get what you're saying.
Yeah. So what you saying, let me just let them do what they're doing. That's somebody, if somebody did that with me, I'd be like, oh, he don't really like me like that.
Yeah.
So it's okay if I talk to other people because he wants me to do other things.
But if you would never want to talk to somebody else, if you just don't want to talk to nobody else, if this person really is for you, they don't even give a fuck who throwing it at them. I had somebody that was really, really in love with me before, so I know what that looks like. I know what that is.
No, you don't, because that's different love. Like, there's no real one definition of love, right, that you could really explain. So different people show love in different ways. Mm-hmm. So you can't be like, when this person was love, it wasn't like this. Because with one guy that I was with, his show of love was money.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, I knew that he really loved me more than any other girl, because I had the better car, I had the better watch. We went to bed, like, literally. And even though you look at it like that, he told me he values his money more than anything.
Yeah. So it's like, if he gives that to you, I see.
That's what he's saying. So if he's like, and what he would say, I'd be like, oh, XYZ, he'd be like, well, look at what you're driving and look at what she's driving. It'll be a babe mom.
Mm-hmm.
You get what I'm saying? Like, oh, she's driving this and I got you in a fucking Moussain, bitch. Like, what the fuck are you talking about?
Yeah. You ain't paying attention.
See, but I don't look at love with money.
Yes.
That don't work for me. So the next nigga, it might have been time and attention. Yeah. And to him, his time real important because he run a business.
Yes.
But he giving me his time. That's way more than the money for to him. You get what I'm saying? To me too, right?
Yeah.
Because I got to look at it like that. So you can't say that. So that's why when you value love
for one person. Yeah, for what was for me, I seen, you know, the love when somebody's in love with you. You know what I'm saying? It just, you can't really be yourself because it's either they don't want to let you down or they know how you're going to react to stuff like that. So I just try to be free and just let you be and let me see who you are. If I don't like it, just escape.
That's not always who they are again. Like, okay. If I get a certain, say I like somebody, mm-hmm. right? And he's giving me what I need back, I'm not looking at no fucking body else. Mm-hmm. But if I like you and you showing me that you're like, well, I like you, but also I'm not sure this is that, I might entertain another nigga because you're not showing me you choosing me. So what the fuck I'm gonna choose you for?
But in this guy's case right now,
She's all over the place.
She's fucking somebody else. He wanna know.
He don't know that.
I know it. It's too soon. It's too soon. Like
she might need to be fucking saved from that last fucking piece of shit she was with. I've been there. Well, I'm like, please, anyone save me.
Anybody just put my arm out. Help.
I'm drowning. Help. And niggas will put their foot on your head and drown you more.
After they pick you up and smash, and then they're gonna throw you back in the water.
It's crazy.
Yeah, it's like eggs. It's like, I don't know why people just grab the eggs and put them back.
Do you still fuck your ex?
And put the eggs back in the thing.
Do you still fuck your ex?
No.
So why she got to be fucking her ex?
I'm celibate.
I don't fuck my ex. My ex can't. I wouldn't touch my ex with your pussy. But at one point in time, yeah, yours. But one point in time, I would go back to him. So it depends on who we talking about here. Like, what was the situation? How did they break up? What was it? How long were they together?
Yes, like, there's numerous babies involved.
He didn't give us none of that.
Yeah, you ain't.
He told us mad irrelevant information about him being a family guy. Yep. But the whole plot is he thinks she cheating.
And they're not even
in a relationship.
I think you're cheating too. But bro, you got them all in Phillies that you want to feed girls grapes and shit like that.
Yo, bro, I didn't understand that part.
Just go play. Just go play a little bit. And you never know. This shorty right here, she jumped right into a relationship with you right after she got out of one. It's different from a man. But if a shorty jumped right into a relationship after that, she want to play a little bit.
Why is it different for a man?
It's different for a man if he jumped me right into a relationship because men only in relationships because girls like him. If a girl don't like a man, like, y'all not going to be in a relationship. Yeah, a dude can like her all fucking day. Like, just like women have to make a man a whore. No man can be no whore without fucking all the women.
Well, no woman could be a whore without a man.
I don't know.
What?
But men going to want to smash. So we both got to like be easy. You see what I'm saying? But if a woman has to make a man a whore, you'd be like, he's a whore. He'd get a bunch of pussy. This y'all fucking woman. I smoke weed with a ghost, right? And I didn't know it was a ghost until later on. But this motherfucker smoked my weed. How the fuck you smoke my weed?
Like a bitch ghosted you after she fucked?
No, for real. In Milwaukee, I told you, the maid got killed in the room. And it was the girl. It was literally the girl that they say that got killed. You know what I'm saying?
Who believes this bullshit?
I'm telling you, I was in Milwaukee. She showed me the doors opening up. She showed me the lights and stuff going off that she could talk to the spirits. But I know
you should have came into the light, nigga. And then maybe I wouldn't have to talk to you today.
No, I'm for real. So I told them that I'm asking what's the lady name downstairs because they said nobody was in my room. I'm like, yo, the maid was in the room. They're like, nobody was on our floor. And I asked them the lady name and she was like, no, she died last year. About around this time. Yeah, she, no, that's her name too. And I'm like, the first thing I thought of, this bitch smoked my weed. How you dare you smoking my weed?
Are you done?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
Well, there you have it, ladies and gentlemen. Those are my favorite moments from all the past Thanksgiving episodes. I'm dating all the way back from 2019, man. It's almost getting emotional, you know, thinking how, bro, like where I was when I first started working with Bully and the Beast. And I was working at Costco in the bakery, miserable as fuck. And, you know, I mean, if you're still here watching this, that's fire because that means you were a real supporter. It means a lot to me. And life was bad, you know, when I started working with Bully and the Beast. And because of Bully, I was able to make bread, make ends meet, and travel the nation, doing a whole bunch of different things with this camp work. All because of Bully and the Beast and the fucking relationships I built through this podcast. So once again, y'all, I'm sorry. I love y'all. I'm grateful for y'all. And this is the Bully and the Beast podcast. Make sure y'all rate, review, subscribe. Tell a friend to tell a friend, man. This is Twerk God, man. We out.
I won't let my moderate to severe plaque psoriasis symptoms define me.
Emerge as you. In two clinical studies, Tremfya guselkumab, taken by injection, provided 90% clearer skin at 16 weeks in 7 out of 10 adults with moderate to severe plaque psoriasis. In a study, nearly 7 out of 10 patients with 90% clearer skin at 16 weeks were still clearer at 5 years. At 1 year and thereafter, patients and healthcare providers knew that Tremfya was being used. This may have increased results. Results may vary.
Serious allergic reactions may occur. Tremfya may increase your risk of infections and lower your ability to fight them. Before treatment, your doctor should check you for infections and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms of infection, including fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough. Tell your doctor if you had a vaccine or plan to.
Emerge as you. Learn more about Tremfya, including important safety information, at Tremfya.com or call 1-877-578-3527. See our ad in Food & Wine magazine. For patients prescribed Tremfya, cost support may be available.